Former President Jacob Zuma's daughter, Duduzile, has become his party's biggest headache. We speak to a man who knows her very well, the real founder of MKP, Mr. Jabulani Khumalo. Welcome, sir.
Welcome, ma'am. Thanks for having me in your studios, and greetings to all the South Africans and the people of the world.
Sir, what has caused such bad blood between Duduzile and SG Floyd Shivambu that she would swear at him in such a bad way on social media? They seemed quite close at one point. What went wrong?
Thanks for the question, man. But let me go back. I think in our culture, when you are being brought up, you are told the values of how to behave and how to work or live with other people. If you learned very well and you listened when your parents, your elders taught you, you will definitely be able to be humble, be able to know how to handle other people or how to talk to other people or how to manage things when you are within the community. The problem of our youth today, on certain youth, not everyone, is that some of these kids, they're not well taught. Could be, is there negligence, or the parents did not do their best to teach them how to behave or to respect other people. That is a problem. Now, when it comes to the MK, when we started MK, I started MK with the honorable people, people who knows how to respect, how to talk to the people, whether old or young. They know what it means. And the people that I registered the party with are people of good heart, good mind, and a very loving people for their country and for their people. We registered Umkhonto because we respected our elders. We respected our kids. We respected our young, because we believed that what they saying is true from their hearts. That if we register Umkhonto yesizwe, and we will go to them, whether they're young or old, and listen to them, and we will humble ourselves before them, so that we're able to take their issues. Because if you are not humble, if you misbehave, you will never be able to lead the people. You can't be a leader when you can't handle or observe the people that you are before. Because if you behave like you live in a jungle, then our people are not that stupid. People believe in our culture, and they believe that if you are a leader, you will be able to come down and be at their level so that you are able to listen to them. You are able to take in what they say. Now, the problem within the MK today is that the people that were there and making sure that MK grows to where it is today, those people are still humble. Those people, they never shouted. They never said anything bad about anybody else. When they were moved aside, when they were taken out of the positions they were holding, they never fought. They never insulted nobody. They came, they became quiet, they came down, they listened, and they even listened to them, to those that are now saying they are the leaders of the party. They respected them. Some of them, they go and support them, even though they are rough handling them. For instance, like Duduzile, she has messed up lots of people in South Africa. She has done this insulting of people to many people. Not only Floyd, not only myself, not only certain individuals, but many people within South Africa. The problem is that Dudu Zille, I don't know how Zuma taught her when she was young. I don't know whether she did teach her the respect. Because from what she did to me, because what she's doing to Shibambo now is exactly what she did to me. It's exactly what she did to other comrades, like the comrade Marshall Ntabeni and other comrades. They were bad-mouthed by this very same lady. We respect her. That's why we have never attacked her. Because we believe any human being deserves to be honored and respected. But she continuously misbehave, continuously disrespect no one she wants to have around Umkhonto we Sizwe as if she's the founder of the Umkhonto we Sizwe, when she was not. We just picked her up from her house just to assist her father with administration. That's all we wanted her to do. We gave her the task to do the administration between the organization and the IEC. But her father then took her and gave her other jobs that we never given to her. Those job descriptions now she's doing, we don't know who gave her that position. So that is why she's doing what she's doing, because she did not get this from us or from the right people. Now, to your question, as to whether she'll have a good working relationship with Shibambo or not, I would say Dudu Zille is not working in isolation. Zuma is part of the misbehavior of Dudu Zille. Zuma gives instructions to Dudu Zille. Let me say why I'm saying that. When Zuma has to deal with you, he doesn't deal with you direct. He finds ways to find somebody to do the dirty things against you. Then he comes in as if he's a mediator. When he's not a mediator, he's part of the foundation of whatever is happening at the time. So Zuma is part of Dudu Zille's problem against Shibambo. He wants to deal with Shibambo because he doesn't believe that Shibambo is going to do what he wants. Shibambo is coming up with his own understanding and political vision. But Zuma doesn't like that. Because if Shibambo is implementing something that Zuma doesn't like, Zuma will not tell Shibambo direct. He would want to do a dirty way of doing it. And then that's what he's doing now. That's why Dudu Zille is so crazy doing whatever he's doing to Shibambo. But clever Zuma, he goes out and say, no, you must apologize to Shibambo. Fooling us, trying to, I don't know what he's trying to do, but it's all his Zuma's making what is happening right now. Dudu Zille is insulting people because Zuma has asked her to do that. It's an instruction from Zuma. But people who love Nkodo must make sure they don't allow Dudu Zille and Zuma and all his cronies to destroy Umkhonto we Sizwe like he's done to the ANC. He's destroyed the ANC and is here now in Umkhonto and is just destroying Umkhonto we Sizwe. Tell me, how on earth can you have somebody who was not a founder of the party? He's got his own constitution that talks to him and him only, to say he's the a leader for life. We haven't gone to even to the conference. There is no policy that has taken a decision. He is refusing the organization, is refusing the members of Umkhonto we Sizwe to have a chance to elect the rightful people who are going to lead the organization. He has done what he's doing. He's tried by all means to block the conference so that nobody contested. The reason why they don't want to install or to elect the branches, because he knows that if there are branches that are existing, life. They will contest it. They will tell him what is wrong and what is right. He doesn't want people to do that. That is why he says the organization will not go to the conference, because they are going to contest it. That's why he's taking decision with a small number of people to say, this is how the organization is going to be run. That's why he doesn't want that, because he wants to control the monies of the organization. Today, the organization was supposed to have constituents offices. There are no constituent offices. Why? The government is giving the money out to MK to have those constituencies, but there are no offices. MK is still run the way we were during the time we launched it, because we did not have money to open the offices. Still up to now, there are no offices. Why? Because there is money in the organization. Why you don't get the offices? Why you don't put the structures, proper structures, to run the organization going forward? That's my question. And then you begin to see all these insights, all these things that are taking place. I'm not saying Chibambo is a good man or whatever. He's got his own flaws. But the way they're handling him through the daughter is the same way, it's the same strategy they use on me. So Chibambo must wake up. Otherwise, he'll be out of the gate within before he knows. Because as much as he's working hard on the ground for people to support him, I think he was better in the EFF than where he is now. He was enjoying being a leader in the EFF, but yeah, definitely, he needs to think about it.
So what do you think of Dudu Zili having been charged with inciting violence during the 2020?
Well, on that one, I don't want to interact on it, because it's got a lot of politics in it. Let me not comment much on it. But the government must do what is right in the court.
Many people have said that Mr. Zuma will always protect Dudu Zili, regardless of what she does. And apparently he's aware of everything she gets up to, but protects her. Is that so?
Zuma will protect Dudu Zili. I don't know, but there will be no way that he will allow anyone to touch that head or anyone to say anything about her. Because once you say something wrong about Dudu Zili, then you have touched Zuma. He can die for that lady, for his daughter. You can't touch him. Because even myself, the reason why we had problems, because I was complaining to him about the very same thing, not knowing at the time that he was the one pushing Dudu Zili to do the wrong things. So you come and complain to a very same culprit, or to the culprit itself, thinking the culprit is Dudu Zili, whereas Zuma is the culprit.
What is his ultimate agenda, Mr. Khumalo?
I think Zuma has reached his time in politics. He's supposed to be resting at home, making sure that he leaves everything proper and keep his wives happy. But he's back in politics, not because he likes politics, not because he loves the South Africans, or he wants to assist the African people. It's just that he wants to earn more money, making himself some money out of the organization. Because he can't do it in the ANC anymore. He can't run the ANC. He can't go back and get the funding through the ANC, because that's what he was doing during that time. Now, he's in the MK just to meet the MK and get the money, but he will never assist the South Africans. He is telling them lies that he wants to assist them, but he's not doing country today. His time has lapsed. He must allow South Africans, people in the MK, who have been in the MK, leading the MK, to lead the MK. He must sit back and advise. That's what I always ask him to do, but he has refused. Because if he can advise, they should take the organization forward. And he must step back and sit there. Things in the MK will run properly. Otherwise, if he's still there, there would still be problems because he doesn't want proper organization administration to take place.
So have you heard anything about the millions that have allegedly gone missing from MK's coffers?
Well, MK is rich today. Because the government is putting money, pumping money into the MK. And I know there are other monies that I hear, they're coming from different sides towards him. There's Morocco, I heard. Something about, Israel and other countries and other people that are putting money. There are so many rumors about MK getting these funds. But when you talk to the members on the ground, they're still struggling to do their day-to-day matters because they don't have funds. But you hear these things, then you wonder where this money goes to.
Now, lately, they've lost a couple of by-elections. It's not looking good.
MK, he will never, at this moment, win any elections. 2029 May was the last. Because in the MK, there's no structures. There are no proper policies that are being followed. There are no proper communication. There is only one communication, and that is Zuma. Every decision is Zuma. Everything that has to be done, Zuma. Zuma cannot run the organization. He failed the ANC. He failed it dismally, and he failed the government dismally. What do you expect you to win the MK? If he could not be able to lead the organization, the ANC, as big as it is, what can he do with the MK? He can't do anything. We started having problems during his tenure. Then Ramaphosa took over his problems and continues with his problem. We started having this as we registered all these parties because Zuma started not treating people right. As much as there are things that he did that were right, but he messed up because he wanted the good chance to take over our country. He made sure that black people are always kneeling before the Guptas to get to jobs or to get to parliament or whatever. There are so many things that he has done that were wrong. But we're not against him. We're not fighting against him. All I'm saying, he must step back, allow young people, people that loves MK must take the MK forward.
Despite everything that has happened to you, sir, you are still a member of MKP.
I'm still a registered member and a founder of the MK, and that I will prove it very soon before the court that Zuma stole or forged my signature together with his daughter. They must tell the world how they wrote that letter, how they signed that letter, besides over and above the letters that I submitted to the IC. And the IC must explain how and why on that day, specifically, they didn't see that that signature was not mine. It was always, they know my signature. They've got so many letters that I wrote to them. But that signature was never on that on those letters. But to that day, they decided to take that letter, even though they saw it's not my signature. But they need to explain, and they must tell the world why they did that.
So you are saying you are not going to walk away from the party you founded?
No matter the threats that I'm getting, no matter the troubles that I'm getting because of the lies that Zuma has been telling the people that I've got 400 million, I've got so many millions, when he knows that he's the one that is getting the millions in the bags into his house, but he goes out and tells people lies and says, I've got money. I don't have those monies, but I will not rest and I will not allow him to continue with his lies. So many people have lost their jobs. So many families have been broken because of Zuma's lies. I will not allow him to continue to destroy us or destroy anyone else because Zuma is doing nothing else but to destroy the African people because he doesn't have the love of the African people. He lies and says he wants to unite black people. It's not uniting black people. Instead, it's dividing them more and more and killing other parties, black parties, for him to get membership and then steal the money and use the money for himself, not for the benefit of the people. One, Zuma had the chance to change this country. We have a constitution that is giving us problems. He had all the chance to do that, but he didn't do that. But he says now he can do that. And we believed him. We believed his lies. Zuma had a chance to change agriculture into something else, but he never did that. He had all the chances. There were so many things that he could have done during his tenure. He had all the chances. He had leadership that he could have made them to do the right thing. He did not do that. Instead, he focused on the Guptas to steal the money of the South Africans and then do whatever he wants to do and allow them to take the money out of the country. We've got mining today. We've got so many mines in South Africa that are stealing our minerals every day. Zuma was saying to stop that, he never stopped it. But he says he can stop it now. Why he didn't do it that time? Why he failed to do it that time? The very same people that are in parliament right now are the people who worked with him before. And he says he can tell them now to do something different. But what's surprising is that now that there are people that were pointed to have done wrong to make our government go down, those very same people he has taken them and moved people from parliament and replaced them with those people. The people that the government lost millions when in their hands, but he's saying now they are going to change. What are they going to change? If Transnet, if Prasa, if all these government entities went down through those guys, and you're saying you bring those guys back, and you say those guys will do something different, there's nothing they're going to do. Instead, they will steal more. They will take the country down again, even worse now. So MK, we did not register it. I did not suffer so much. I did not lose my money and the monies of the comrades to register the party to enrich certain people who have failed the state, who have failed our government, we have failed us. We have failed our children. We have failed our parents. There is nothing new that Zuma and his cronies are coming with. Instead, they are coming to loot the government. They want to get into government and loot it and take everything and leave South Africans suffering. South Africans must not be fooled. Zuma must go and rest at home. People who are leading MK, they must come back and lead the MK. I'm not saying I want to be a leader. If I get a chance to lead them, I'll lead them. But if they believe there's someone who can lead, except Zuma, I will support them. I will go behind them and vote for that person. That is why I'm saying, let us go to the conference and Zuma must be out. But I will take him out before the conference because I'm going to make sure that the government and the courts, they understand that the AEC and Zuma did a very strictly wrong thing.
Thank you. That was the real founder of MKP speaking to BizNews, Mr. Jabulani Khumalo, and I'm Christine. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.